This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3972, for Tuesday, the 24th of October, 2023. Today's show is entitled Thunderbird Inbox Filtering, Keeping a Clean and Orderly Inbox. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Scotty talks about filtering your inbox. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, some guy on the internet. Today, let's talk about Thunderbird. I know I've done a couple of shows on Thunderbird in the past, and you guys should check those out if you're wondering about how to use Thunderbird. This time I'm going to actually include an image, and I'm going to keep it a little more specific, right? We're going to be talking about the inbox only in Thunderbird and a couple of filters to help keep your inbox clean. Well, like I've discussed in previous episodes, I have numerous categories in my filters that pull out things like banking, education, etc. from the inbox into their own private directories. Then only things that's left is, well, stuff I don't really feel like filtering, right? You know, there's going to be small bits and pieces that I'm just not really wanting to create filters for or add to existing filters. Maybe they are relevant in some way. So let's talk about that. Messages that you receive in your inbox that you do not want to archive, but they're not scam material either, right? They're not any form of threat or security risk. So they could just be garbage, rubbish, right? So one of the things I do to keep my junk in my inbox to a minimum is I have a 7-day rule, and it's composed of 3 filters mainly. Now, I put these 3 filters near the bottom of my filter stack. In the image, you'll see my filter stack. I have a number of items in my filter stack redacted because they're very private. I don't want all that out in the world. But you'll see toward the bottom, I have them highlighted in a little box down there. It'll say, mark as red, 2 days. Tag rubbish, 5 days. Delete rubbish, 7 days. Those 3 filters keep my inbox very clean. And I'll tell you how they work, right? Whenever new messages come into the inbox, I want the new messages to always stand out. So anything over 2 days old, that first filter of the 3, which is mark red 2 days, well, anything that's over 2 days old will be marked as red so that it's no longer bold. So only the freshest of messages that arrive into the inbox will remain bold and like highlighted so that they're easier to just see on a glance. Everything else will be marked as red. So they'll still be there, just not as they just won't stand out as much. Now the second filter of those 3, which is the tag rubbish 5 days, any message left in the inbox that is over 5 days old will automatically receive the rubbish tag. Yeah, the rubbish tag, I gave it a color that is like it's a disgusting brownish green color that reminds me of something I never want to encounter. Anything that gets tagged as rubbish clearly means this has got to go. We need it to go away. But I don't manually delete it. I just leave it there because anything left in the box after 7 days, which is the 3rd filter, delete rubbish 7 days old, and it has the rubbish tag applied to it, the filter deletes that message from the inbox. Now, what this means is I have 7 days basically to decide what I want to do with that message. Either I want to archive it, build a filter to, you know, start filtering messages out from that domain, whatever, or just leave it there. Because in 7 days, it'll be gone anyways. I don't have to touch it. Now, this is helpful if you're like me and you sign up for Steam and you have all these bunch of messages, like whenever you have things on your Steam wish list, Steam sends you these reminder emails. Now, I don't mind receiving emails from Steam. There's a bunch of them I want to keep. Like whenever I buy a game, I'll get the invoice. I want to keep that. If ever I log in from a different computer, which I rarely do, it's normally whenever I wipe my computer and then I have to re-log into Steam, I get a message saying you've logged in from a different computer. I like having that email, and I also have a tag applied to that type of message so that it comes in as important. Meaning, if I did not log into another computer yet I get that email, I want it to be big and bold in red, letting me know, hey, your account was just logged into a computer somewhere else. You need to look at that. But that's another filter. I'm not going to talk about that right now. Either way, I got a nice little filter structure here. I put some numbers to the right of the filters, you know, just the first three, letting you know in order how the filters are applied. These three that I've discussed here, the mark red 2 days, the tag rubbish 5 days, and the delete rubbish 7 days, I put all the way down at the bottom of the stack next to my manual filters. Because say for instance, if I forget for whatever reason, like if I get sick or something and I just don't feel like checking my email for a couple of days, you know, 3-4 days, when I do load up Thunderbird again, you know, I don't want those to be the first filters that run. You know what I'm saying? Because what'll happen then is all my other filters that I have will not get a chance to save messages and pull them into their private categories, you know, their private directories. So I want all of that to happen first before the inbox cleaning filters can do their magic. Now, I typically keep my trash and junk directories empty. So that way, whenever new things get added, especially if one is added by accident, I can just go fish that out pretty easily. You know, I won't have to fish through a ton of messages to find the one that I want. I just go grab the one out there and, you know, save it. Now, before we end this episode, I'll just talk to you a little bit about the first three that I have up there. You'll see they're numbered 00, 01, and 02 at the very top of the filter stack. That deleted up there, that's for newsletters I currently no longer wish to receive anything from. You know, not that they're bad or they're junk mail. It's just, you know, maybe I've grown out of that newsletter and I just need a break from it. I don't want to see it anymore. Now, I'm not going to unsubscribe from anything, right? That's a waste of time. Going and unsubscribing. As some of you may have found out by now, there are places that apply shady tactics. You attempt to unsubscribe and they try to make you go through like this long list of steps in order to unsubscribe, or they make it virtually impossible for you to unsubscribe. I've had political campaigns contact me in the past, and this is many years ago. I mean, I'm probably still receiving messages from them, but my filters work so great I never actually see them anymore. But in the past, before I got set up the way that I am now, I would attempt to unsubscribe. The problem is the moment you click on the unsubscribe button, it takes you to the page where you're supposed to, you know, select your options for unsubscribing, but then it immediately redirects you. So you never actually get a chance to select what you want. And it'd be all sorts of shady practices like this where, you know, it's like, screw it. Why unsubscribe? Why go through all of that headache? And I've even seen services, they're advertising services now where grant this company unfettered access to your email account and they will unsubscribe you from blah, 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 blah. Why do that? Simply throw that domain into a filter and be done with them. They're gone now. You never see them again. Now tell me, is that not the same thing as unsubscribing, right? It is never seen again. So with that first filter, the deleted, again, just newsletters I'm no longer interested in. The second one, which has the 01 to the right of it, that's called junk domains. Yeah, that's actual junk. Crap like, you know, the political campaign. Once you end up on any political campaign list, you never come off, and they basically toss you onto every other list known to man. So you're in it for the long haul. That's okay. Because the moment I actually get a message from a campaign that I've never received before, so now and all of a sudden my inbox shows a new campaign message, I smile because now I finally get to do something again, right? Like email is interesting again, because now that I have Thunderbird, email has become pretty boring. Like I no longer have any troubles. Nothing ever shows up anymore. So, you know, I finally get some junk to deal with. I throw it in the filter and then, you know, now it's back to boring again. Now it's gone. And then there's junk subjects. And that's roughly the same thing. It's not used that much. It's only like one or two things that'll happen for. But those, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Now, you also look down there, you see scams. Yes. Anytime I receive a scam, like most Gmail addresses never reach my inbox. I have Gmail automatically pulled out and thrown in a scam folder. Now, anyone that I know of that uses a Gmail address, there's a filter just above that. You can't see it because it's redacted, but those people's Gmail accounts are in that filter. So that way they don't get caught in it, but everything else does, because that's where the vast majority of my scam emails come from. These random Gmail accounts pretending to be Amazon or Norton Antivirus or whatever, you know. But lately I've been getting less and less of those. You know, I haven't received very many scams. I think the last one I received was back in April. So email's gotten really boring for me. I've been kind of waiting for more scams, more interesting things. I have to go out and find trouble these days. If you're having trouble with email and you want this boring life that I have where email is just figured out and it just works on its own, you know, just kind of chugs along, all you have to do is open it. Well, here's some ideas. You know, here's a few things you can use. And if you'd like some more detail, I'll be doing more of these Thunderbird shows in the future. But that's it for now. Catch you guys in the next episode. Take it easy.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.